I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, normally when we do second date updates, mm-hmm. we talk to the person and we go, what do you think went wrong? Why are you not getting a call back? And they may be able to cite one instance, mm-hmm. or a lot of times they're like, I don't know. I have no clue.
Right.
Well, the guy on the phone for a second date update today has multiple reasons why he thinks he's not getting a call back. So that should be fun. Let's start listing them, shall we? Mike, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. It sounds like your first date was not the best.
I didn't think it was, that bad in the moment. But looking back, now I'm starting to kind of put the pieces together. And I kind of think I figured it out. I don't know.
Is it something where you only have yourself to blame? Or were they circumstances outside your control?
I guess some of them outside my control. But I think I kind of just got awkward with it. I don't know. I think it was me.
So what's the name of the girl that you want to call today?
The girl I want to call today is Andrea.
And where did you meet Andrea?
On Tinder.
Nice. All right. So it started off great anyway.
I love when anybody says that. There's such shame attached to it when it comes out of your mouth.
I mean, it's not the place you want to tell your mom, like, hey, look who I found on Tinder. You know, you don't want to take Tinderella home. So
Tinderella. All right. So tell us a little bit about Tinderella before you tell us what went wrong on the date.
All right. Well, obviously, I swiped right, so I thought she was hot. You know, so right off the bat, she's a good-looking girl. And then as I was looking through her pictures and stuff, I was noticing she was athletic. She looked mm-hmm. like she played sports and worked out. So, you know, she responded back to me, and we started talking. She was really sassy, so I like that, kind of the bantering back and forth.
Yeah.
How long did you guys chat before you decided to actually go on a date?
It was about a week, so I think that's kind of long for Tinder.
Yeah, it is. Normally, it's like 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, yeah. I was like, wow, this is a long relationship.
You guys were practically Tinder married at that point.
I was thinking about changing my status.
Tell us about the date. What did you guys actually do?
So on the date, we went to an oyster bar. And she actually, I thought it was nice. She said I could pick her up, which I thought, I was like, okay, all right, actually get to go to her place. So went to pick her up, and that's where I think I started losing control of the situation.
But you started losing control before the situation even barely began, is what it sounds like.
Yeah. I was listening to music in the car. I wasn't paying attention, I was all excited about her. And I walk her into my vehicle, open the door for her, trying to be a gentleman.
Uh-huh.
And then to get in the car, I turn on the radio, and it just, bam, like right in her face, this music just starts blaring. And it's just like talking about f***ing and like all kind of like crazy shit. And I turned so red. It was so embarrassing.
Did you apologize right away?
No, I should have apologized. That would have been the right thing to do. Instead, I just kind of like cut it down. And so I was like, do you listen to Lil Wayne? And she's like, no.
All right.
Yeah. I could see that'd be a bad first impression.
Yeah, I think it was.
She's like, what's on this guy's mind already picking me up?
Okay. I know. The Tinder and then the music, I don't think it was looking good for me right off the bat.
Did you recover from that, or did she seem disturbed by your music selection the whole night?
It was a little awkward at first, obviously, but I think I started recovering, pretty well. By the time we got to the restaurant, we were talking.
Okay.
That was good.
And how was the oyster bar?
Oyster bar was delicious.
No,
I meant
how was your time with her at the oyster bar? Sorry, I should have been more specific.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Well, the time was a little awkward because, like I said, we were talking, everything was cool, and then I thought it'd be funny and try to make a little joke about, oysters are aphrodisiacs.
And then she
was like, in my head, it was funny. It was funny in my head.
It's so easy. It just makes me roll my eyes.
And this is after she got in your car with a song that was blaring about sex. And then you're like, hey, these are aphrodisiacs.
I think the only thing I could have said afterwards to make it more awkward is give like a little wink or something. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It was bad.
What was your intention of this date?
I mean, I actually liked our bantering on Tinder and stuff. I thought she was really funny and cool. And I've had hookups before off Tinder, obviously, but I kind of wanted this to be a little bit something more.
Okay.
So after all that, did it seem like she liked you at the end of the date? Or was she just trying to get out of there?
Sounds bad, dude.
Once again, we start picking back up. And then we get to her place. I start walking her to her door. And then, you know, I thought the stars were aligning. This is it. You know, I've done this many times before. I lean in for the kiss. And then she's just kind of like, not tonight.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Ouch. Yeah. How'd you feel when she said that?
I was a little bit caught off guard, honestly, because that's never happened to me before. Not trying to brag, but I'm a pretty good-looking dude, and that's never been just turned down right at the doorstep, you know?
But there, I feel like there's two ways you can say that. You can say that coyly where you're like, not tonight, got to work harder for it.
Yeah.
Or you can say not ever.
You know, looking back at it, it kind of seemed like she was just a little bit irritated. So I didn't know that she was done with me. I thought like she needed a moment to get away from tonight and maybe go think things through.
Kind of
decompress a little bit.
Yeah.
Have you tried to contact her since your date?
Yeah. I reached out to her and tried texting her and calling her because she did give me her number.
Uh-huh.
But she never really responded.
You should have just sent her a link to that Lil Wayne song you were listening to.
I know. I ordered a box of oysters or something.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Oh, cool. Thanks, man.
All right, hold on.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.